Now, we find here that he mentions something in verse 5, and this is a difficult passage of Scripture. It says, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment." Now, the overcomer is, of course, the one who overcomes by the blood of Christ. He never does it because of his own strength or his own cleverness or ability. Now, he makes this statement, which has caused the problem, "And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Now, the book of life, we've already considered that before. And obviously, there is the book, two definite books, the book of the generation of Adam, we're told, back in Genesis 5:1. We're all in that book, but it's a book of death. Then there's the book of the generation of Jesus Christ in Matthew 1:1. Now, that book of the generation is an unusual expression. It only occurs in connection with Adam and then in connection with Christ. And the book of the generation of Jesus Christ is the book of life. Now, I think you get in that book by faith in Christ. Now, that raises the question here, is it possible for you to be in the book of life and then have your name blotted out and lose your salvation? Then if that's true, then the Lord Jesus should not have said that he gives unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. And again, we have the assurance given to us of our salvation. So what does this mean here? Well, I'd like to read to you now an excerpt from Dr. John Walford's book on Revelation, and it's a very good explanation. He says, "Some have indicated that there is no explicit statement here that anybody will have his name blotted out, but rather the promise that his name will not be blotted out because of his faith in Christ. The implication, however, is that such is a possibility. Now, on the basis of this, some have considered the book of life not as the roll of those who are saved, but rather a list of those for whom Christ died, that is, all humanity who have possessed physical life. Now, as they come to maturity, faced with the responsibility of accepting are rejecting Christ, their names are blotted out if they fail to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. Whereas those who do accept Christ as Savior are confirmed in their position in the book of life, and their names are confessed before the Father and the heavenly angels." Now, that is, I think, a good, sound interpretation. Now, I've given in my book on Revelation that here, and I've presented other viewpoints, that in Revelation there's a great importance that's placed on this book. We find, I think, about five more, probably six more references in this book to the book of life. And we'll talk about it again when we get especially to the last one in the 22nd chapter. Now, some identify the two books in Revelation 20:12 as the book of profession and the book of reality. They hold that names are erased from the book of profession, but not from the book of reality. Now, others have suggested that all names are placed in the book of life at the beginning, but some are removed. A person's lack of decision for or rejection of Christ causes his name to be removed at the time of death. Now, both of these views propose serious objections, as well as having good points to commend them. And so I leave it there. I'm confident that the whole thought is just simply this, that it was amazing that anybody in Sardis would be saved. But there were some there that he said their names would not be blotted out of the book of life. And he didn't say that anybody had been blotted out. He just said that even in Sardis, where they didn't think that they were saved, that they would be. I think I read you a very interesting little bit of doggerel the other day about this party went to heaven and was so surprised to see others there. But the thing that really shocked this party was that nobody there expected this person to be present. Well, may I say to you, the important thing is whether our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I do not believe that after you're saved, you'd ever be able to lose that salvation. Now, verse 6, he says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now, this is, the blood-tipped ear that needs to hear the voice of the Spirit speaking through the Word of God, the message of Christ, to His church today.